Mr. Kiyosaki now talks about 7 steps to finding your financial fast track. Step 1, it's time to mind your own business. And he asked the question, have you been working hard and making somebody else rich? Early in life, most people are programmed to mind other people's businesses and make other people rich. It begins innocently enough with the words of advice such as these. Go to school and get good grades so you can find a safe, secure job with good pay and excellent benefits. Work hard so you can buy the home of your dreams. After all, your home is an asset. It's your most important investment. Having a large mortgage is good because the government gives you a tax deduction for your interest payments. Buy now, pay later. Low down, easy monthly payments. Come in, save money. People who blindly follow these words of advice often become 1. Employees making their bosses and owners rich. 2. Debtors making banks and moneylenders rich. 3. Taxpayers making the government rich. 4. Consumers making many other businesses rich. Instead of finding their own financial fast track, they help everyone else find theirs. Instead of minding their own business, they work all their lives minding someone else's. In Mr. Kiyosaki's classes, he often asks people to fill out their financial statements, and for many people, their financial statements are not a pretty picture, simply because they've been misled into minding everyone else's business instead of minding their own. Number 1, the first step, Mr. Kiyosaki says, fill out your own personal financial statement. See where you are. In order to get where you want to go, you need to know where you are. This is your first step to take control of your life and spend more time minding your own business. 2, set financial goals. Set a long-term financial goal for where you want to be in 5 years and a smaller, short-term financial goal for where you want to be in 12 months. The smaller financial goal is a stepping stone along the way to your 5-year goal. Set goals that are realistic and attainable. Within the next 12 months, this is for an example goal, I want to increase my debt by, fill that in, I want to increase my cash flow from my assets or passive income, and that passive income is what you earn without working for it, to, and then you fill that in, per month. My 5-year financial goals are to increase my cash flow from my assets to blank per month and to have these investment vehicles in my asset column. And then you'd list real estate, stocks, your business. And the last, use your 5-year goals to develop your income statement and balance sheet for 5 years from today. So now that you know where you are financially and you've set your goals, you need to get control of your cash flow so you can achieve those goals. And step 2 is take control of your cash flow. Many people believe that simply making more money will solve their money problems, but in most cases, it only causes bigger money problems. The primary reason most people have money problems is that they were never schooled in the science of cash flow management. They were taught how to read, write, drive cars, and swim, but they weren't taught how to manage their cash flow. Without this training, they wind up having money problems. Then they work harder, believing that more money will solve the problem. Mr. Kiyosaki says, as my rich dad often said, more money will not solve the problem if cash flow management is the problem. After deciding to mind your own business, this next step as the CEO of the business of your life is to take control of your cash flow. If you don't, making more money will not make you richer. In fact, more money makes people poorer because they often go out and get deeper into debt every time they get a pay raise. The majority of people do not prepare personal financial statements. At most, they try to balance their checkbooks each month. So congratulate yourself if you've filled it out. You're now ahead of most of your colleagues simply by completing a financial statement and setting goals for yourself. As CEO of your own life, you can learn to be smarter than most people, even your banker. Most people will say that 2 sets of books is illegal. And that's true in some instances. Yet in reality, if you truly understand the world of finances, there must always be 2 sets of books. Once you realize this, you'll be as smart and maybe smarter than your banker. An example of these 2 sets of books is, and I'm just going to describe this now. The first one has your balance sheet. And then in the left column, it says assets. And then in the right column, it says liabilities. And under there, it says mortgage. Now, you draw that diagram, your balance sheet, left side assets, right side liabilities with your mortgage down there. The other sheet at the top says the bank's balance sheet. And on the left it says assets, but it has your mortgage under the assets. And on the right side it says liabilities. Now I'm going to come back to these balance sheets in just a minute. Mr. Kiyosaki says, as CEO of your life, you must always remember that for each of your liabilities or debts, you are someone else's asset. That is the real two sets of books accounting, because you are someone's asset for every liability that you have. Every liability, like a mortgage, a car loan, a school loan, a credit card, you are an employee of the people lending the money. You're working hard to make someone else rich.